This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV time, 7 after the hour. Uncle Dougie is having a tough time with the pollen and the mold and the coughing. Good Lord. Sorry about that. I don't know that you're hearing it on the air, but everybody behind the scenes is hearing it. You're all having many of us having the same sort of thing going on with this. It's just, I can hear the ladies, all of them, Victoria's coughing, Jennifer is, Carol, we
it's
all
been
have
a terrible
this.
Allergy season so far.
Oh. My voice cracks when I have allergies, and that irritates me. Ugh.
I know. Well, I'm looking out at the car and the truck in the driveway. They're covered with yellow. Yeah. All of stuff coming off of the trees. And when there's no sunshine to dry it up, it gets to be a sort of a conflict with your own physical reality. So let's put that aside right now. Get to Jennifer, who has reality. Her dreams have come true. She has the opportunity to be a big-time radio personality, and here she is with her approach to this.
No pressure.
Now.
Oh, now see, you got me going.
All
that thought of all that talk about pollen. All right, so Uber had their IPO this past week, and of course it came with some headlines. It even came with the strike from Uber and Lyft drivers who wanted more money because they felt that the heads of the company, the rich, well, they were just going to get richer. And the public valuation of it was more than $80 billion. That particular offering, however, the IPO, ended up creating a whole lot of losers. This is pretty crazy. So 81% of the $29.55 billion in equity that Uber raised is now underwater. IPO investors, people that got in on the ground floor of the Uber IPO, they lost $655 million already in just the first few days.
Wow.
Now, what was that? It'll come back. Investors who bought Uber shares 3 years ago lost 15% of their money before fees. The opportunity cost now even greater. Investors in the S&P 500 have seen their money grow by 50% over the same period. So those are kind of the losers of all of this. The winners, Lyft shares, are trading well below their IPO price, which didn't help the Uber offering. But so far, all of Lyft's pre-IPO investors remain in the money. The most that any of them paid was $47.35 a share. The IPO for Uber, it opened up at $48.77 per share. So there you go.
But
well, the
then
problem is
down.
That neither company they kind of all tend to do that, but neither company has been able to show a profit at all. So that's part of the problem. It seems like it's kind of a dicey prospect to take your company public when you haven't even been able to show a single quarter with a profit.
If you go back to the history of Amazon, for years and years and years, they made no money. People put money in when they went to did their IPO. I don't remember how many years ago, 13, 14 years ago, maybe further. Probably 13, 14 years ago. People would say, why would you invest in that company? It's a waste of time and money. So I think you look at that and believe in your heart, trust your heart, trust your gut, and go for it. If you think it's going to be something that will be around for a while, it takes a little bit. First of all, we're not going to have a moment of silence for the investors, because other than the people who may work for Uber in this circumstance who bought some shares, most of the people in on the ground level the first day are all the insider traders, all the huge money, the big banks and investment companies. The average guy never has a chance to get in on an IPO. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't, unless you're a part of a huge fund. That's where the shares, that's where they go the first few days. So, good luck to them. They'll be fine. One way or another. If they don't clean up their cars, maybe.
Yeah.
Victoria was talking about in the last hour how the cars are filthy, all these rideshare cars.
The germ counts they're higher than, six million germs in the back seat of, as opposed
who
to
counts
7,000.
I want to know who counts those germs.
Somebody with a lot of time.
Whose job is it to count all those germs? It also has been, as we review a little bit, the last week or so, a lot of graduations last weekend, the weekend before, and I thought there was a touching moment If you've seen it, perhaps this video has gone viral. Two university heads handing out a mom's degree to her son's graduation at her son's graduation ceremony. This is at Central Michigan University. You've seen it perhaps on Facebook. Stefan Wilson and his mother, Sharonda, both graduated from two separate universities in Michigan the same day. Stefan graduated with a degree in fine arts in musical theater from Central Michigan University. Sharonda, also scheduled to graduate same day with a bachelor's degree from Ferris State University. Sharonda decided to skip her own graduation so she could go to her son's. Central Michigan School President Bob Davies learned about the timing and placed a call to the fellow who was president of Ferris State, David Eisler. The two university heads surprised both the son and the mother by presenting Sharonda with her own graduation cap in a mini ceremony during his graduation, which is kind of a cool thing, isn't it?
That's cool.
When
so
you think about it. Yeah, that's a nice touch. Good for them. That's a wonderful touch. So now I come around to thinking or wondering out loud at times like this as we bring a lot of young people into the workforce. Are people thinking already? I guess I would ask that of the three of you, too. At what point did you start to care about retirement planning? There have been a lot of people who have been encouraged, both with the practical sense of parenting, perhaps, and in some cases, I've seen a couple, at least around here in Massachusetts. The main focus of the graduation speeches from a couple of people have been the economy and where you will be. You're a graduate this year. Where will you be and where will your money be in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now? You're starting your first job. You're learning a lot about establishing yourself as an adult and being responsible for your finances. Do you think about your retirement? Most people say, "Nah, it's so far away. I'm not thinking about it." And I don't know what the right, you know, there are 401ks that are around, and people have some, they work in the public sector, they have their own sort of payroll deduction thing where they go into their retirement, state retirement. CalPERS, for example, I think is the wealthiest of all of the states in terms of how much money is invested, Jennifer, on behalf of the workers in the state. Most everybody who runs a hedge fund is happy to get a hold of as much money as they can from CalPERS. But if you don't work in the public sector and you're on your own, what do you do? What do you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, what do you do? You're
long have a Roth IRA.
You have a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you contribute to it weekly, monthly, annually?
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. What about you, Victoria? What sort of plan do you have similar to her? To Jennifer's?
Well, I have a 401k that's just stalled, basically, because this is a different situation than, you know, working for a corporation. So,
right.
That's kind of just sitting there. But, Lewis and I, once we got married, we kind of pooled together our resources. So we met with a financial planner and we're kind of, you know, slowly but steadily trying to save for retirement.
All right, let me just give you some numbers. So you think about this. I'm not going to make this a big deal, but it's something to think about. You put $100, let's say you just graduated from school, and you put $100 a month away into a 401k, and you keep investing that same amount for 40 years, earning the average rate of about 7%. When you get to be 65, you will have accumulated about $256,000. That doesn't seem like
a
lot.
That's nothing. People can't retire on that. Who can retire on $250,000? No one.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Even if it's invested at 7% in bonds, very conservatively, you know, 6, 7, 8%, that's going to be $20,000 a year. You're not going to get anywhere with that. You're not.
It's pretty depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, you get Social Security, maybe you get equal amount to that. But yet there are a lot of people who don't do that at all. They don't do any of this stuff, and they have no money when they get to be 65. So that's another wrinkle in this, just sort of as you're thinking about the upward chain, there's another way of looking at it. Put away a lot as you can, I hope this is being taught in schools. I don't know. I'm not optimistic that it is, because I don't think a lot of reality stuff is being taught in school.
Yeah, I don't. And granted, there's stuff from school that I've forgotten, but you know, unless you're taking a stat class or a financial class or something like that, I don't think being taught. I was lucky that I'm the youngest, and so I have two older sisters who it was a focus for them, and it was really important. And so I knew immediately as soon as I started working, I started putting stuff into a 403B, but I'm not putting a ton of money in every month. And I have a friend who's an economist, and she basically told me, she was like, you should open a Roth IRA and then put as much money as you don't need for savings into your 403B and your other, if you have another IRA account. And that's not something I've been doing. I've been putting most of my money into a savings account and then not putting it into my 403B. And so I guess I have to change that now. Otherwise, I'm going to be screwed when I retire.
What kind of return do you get on a 403B? Because I know you've got the savings account that we're going to open too, right? The Goldman one that's like 4%.
Yeah. So I have a savings account that gets a decent percentage, but not a ton. And then, as far as the 403B goes, I mean, it's in relatively, not risky stocks. There is some return, but it's not like a ton.
Index funds, like the Vanguard index funds, are always highly rated. So that's probably going to be the next thing that we're going to try to do. Just to
keep your eye on the ball and take care of yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. That's certainly the way I look at it. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV program. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to fork. Text the word fork to 246-810. That's right, fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word fork to 246-810.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly 2/3 have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hunt hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Music news, 23 after on the DJD program. How many people like Peter Frampton? Raise your hands, please. Great
I like this.
TV King. So I do too, actually. That's Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, Doug. For the focus on Peter Frampton, who has released his rendition of some classic TV King music, including The Thrill Is Gone, out of the blues staples on his upcoming LP called All Blues. Frampton performed The Thrill Is Gone with B.B. King himself when he joined him on the Guitar Circus Tour in 2013. B.B. King also served as an opener on one of Frampton's co-headlining tours with the Steve Miller Band. That'd be something I think that I've, if you've heard me recently after I saw Steve Miller on the Austin, what do they call it? Austin City Limits show. I thought he was fabulous, frankly. And just keeps cranking them out. So, Frampton spoke after this song came out about meeting King for the first time. He said, quote, I went to his bus to meet him, and I was very nervous, sort of stuttering and stuff in front of him. He could see us having a bit of trouble. He said, Peter, sit down, boy. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it for you. He says, I couldn't believe it. They just put me right at ease. Such a modest man, the nicest, most agreeable person you could ever dream of. Frampton showcasing All Blues, which is out the 7th of next month. And then the, another farewell tour. It's going to be featured on that. Kicks off the 18th of June in Oklahoma. The tour will serve as his first tour of that magnitude due to him being diagnosed with body meiosis. Is that what that IBM? Inclusion body meiosis.
Something really awful.
Muscular
whatever
disorder.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, really horrible. Yeah, which is kind of too bad. Responsible for lots of great music, man. That's for sure. Why do I say man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, music, man.
Elvis Costello. I always thought he had a lot of nerve using Elvis's name, Frank, or his parents did. Who else?
It's not his real name. Declan McManus is his real name.
Okay, so Declan has collected songs that he co-wrote with Paul McCartney and Burt Bacharach, as well as lyrics by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash for his new EP, Purse, which arrived on Friday. The four-song EP includes Costello's take, or Declan's take, on the Lovers That Never Were. This was written by Costello and McCartney. McCartney actually released this in 93 in an LP called Off the Ground. Remember this? Anybody remember this? Probably not, because you weren't around most of you then. Down on the Bottom, a Dylan song, gets an updated version, while Costello also puts Johnny Cash's unrecorded If You Love Me lyrics to music. For the first time, in fact.
That's my favorite one of all the new songs, the Johnny Cash one.
Yeah. Let me listen to this for a second. He sounds like a balladeer from the late 70s or 80s.
That's what he is. Like, that's exactly what he is.
So he
rocks stuff along the way, but
I
think he's more of a balladeer. He's very good, just good personal friends with Burt Bacharach, so I think I think he was really heavily influenced by that.
That makes a lot of sense. Everybody's Playing House rounds out this set of four. The duo released their collaborative LP in 98 called Painted for Memory. Costello released his latest album, Look Now, in 2018. In July, he and his band, The Imposters, going out on a 13-day tour with Blondie. That'd be kind of fun. Remember us talking about that. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Boost Our Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Amid the China trade chaos, the Dow plummets a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324, the biggest single-day loss since January. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 down 69 points. President Trump says he will meet with the President of China next month in Osaka, Japan.
I'll meet with him directly.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 50s and 60s, has died. She was 97 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four after the hour on the DJV program, where our daily dreams come true. We all have dreamt to be big-time radio personalities, and here we are. That's what we do. We're big-time radio personalities. The only variable here is who shows up. Today, everybody showed up. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Victoria, who oftentimes takes the fast approach, is taking the...
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'm right to it. Let's go.
All right. So, well, one of the big...
No whining allowed, by the way. This is a no-wine half hour.
Okay. Right. Well, I really enjoy wine, so that's...
Me too. Extra wine, Victoria. Extra
yes,
wine.
Extra wine. It's rosé season. Well, one of the trending news stories right now is Woodstock 50. Everyone wants to know, what is the fate of Woodstock 50? It is now in the hands of a judge. Whoever thought that this would get to that level, this is a state Supreme Court judge in New York is actually going to hear this the case between Woodstock 50, the promoters, and then the former financial partner, which is a Japanese company, Dentsu Aegis, and they're the ones who backed out. They said that they were not going to, I guess ticket sales hadn't gone on sale yet, and things were not looking right, so they completely backed out of this event, which was set for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this summer, August 16th to 18th. And so in the court papers, the Woodstock 50 the promoters are now saying that they want their $17.8 million back from Dentsu because they said that they misappropriated the funds. And so Dentsu, of course, withdrew their support from it in late April. And ever since then, the fate of the festival has just really been up in the air. So promoter Michael Lang, who was one of the promoters of the original Woodstock, that's why he's kind of cashed in on this Woodstock 50 thing. He has been very vocal that he says Dentsu had no right to cancel or back out, and he says that they will they'll be moving forward with Woodstock 50. And we'll find out what the judge says. This is all the way up to the Supreme Court of New York, so we'll see. But maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But that's still, to be out $17.8 million and without the show even happening, that's not good.
Not a good sign at all. The one of the people from the television era of Woodstock has passed away. How many people remember Peggy Lipton, who was on the Mod Squad and Twin Peaks? Passed away. She's had cancer for a number of years. She was only 72. The announcement was made by her daughters, Rashida and I think it's Kidada. Is that how you pronounce her name? Kadida. Hey, she was married to Quincy Jones and these are children they had together. Married from 74 to 1990. She got a Golden Globe for being in Mod Squad. Do you remember, anybody here remember, even in reruns, Mod Squad?
I've never seen it.
Thing.
I know they aware of who she of was. It. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But I think that was pretty terrible. So I didn't see that either, so I don't know.
What was terrible?
The movie that they tried to make. I forget who was in it. Claire Danes is jumping to mind, but I'm not sure if that's true.
It was a waste of time. But she was quite an iconic actress, and being married to Quincy Jones, very visible, that sort of thing. Here's the story of professional wrestler Silver King, who has passed away during a fight in London. He was only 51. Real name Cesar Gonzalez Barón, was performing in the roundhouse at Lucha Libre when he died. He was opposite Jack Black in the 2006 comedy Nacho Libre as the villain Ramses. Remember him? Yes or no? Nobody.
I never saw that movie, but I know who he is.
I do remember.
I've heard about him.
I
saw the story, but I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I didn't know who he was, but I did watch that movie in theaters, and I did really enjoy it. It was very ridiculous and funny, but he definitely, from the costume that I saw, I guess, from the when he was in the arena right before he died, he very much fit in with that movie.
Yeah, he was one of these sillies, apparently.
They think that the kick to the heart could have initiated this heart attack that killed him.
It's
horrible.
Yeah. It's a pretty stupid way to die, I suppose, if that's what you like. Yeah. I don't know. I just find it. excuse me. All just the interest.
But at
in
51,
stuff,
though, yeah, he must have had something else going on. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, just think about how life is. When you go to a wrestling ring, he thinks he's going to work, and it's going to be a day like any other, and then whammo.
Well, I can't imagine what it's like to be the other person who was in the ring, who did the kick. I mean, these are things that you practice. You think that it's just going to be a routine thing, and it's not actually supposed to hurt someone. And then for you to be, I don't know, partially responsible for someone else's death, it sucks.
It doesn't. When you think about it, does it take a lot of courage to go into the ring and be beat around like that? When the men and women go into the ring,
it's
all
life.
Choreographed, but it is, they move around, they're on the road a lot, and it sounds like it's kind of, how much money do these people make? A couple hundred thousand a year?
I know WWE wrestlers make a fair amount of money, I think, but I don't know, somebody like this in the Lucha Libre League, I don't know what they would make.
Mm-hmm. The story of the California synagogue shooting continues to be a focus. I'm not going to use the name here, but the suspect has been charged with, among other things, it's a federal hate crime to do what he's done. He was actually charged with a 109 count violation or stick, 109 hate violations. This was, a month and a half or so ago? No. When was this?
It was like three weeks ago.
He was 19 years old. Taken into custody after he actually turned himself in. He'd been charged with one count of murder. Anybody know why? Has anything come out speculatively as to why he did it? Why did he turn himself in?
He got caught. He was on the. He called in. He was like in a car chase or something. He said, "I'm the shooter," and they came and got him.
Oh.
He had the gun on the front seat. He's a coward.
Yeah. Life in prison. Maybe
Absolutely.
The death penalty.
And maybe the death penalty, yeah.
Maybe he deserves. He'd be one of the people that would
in
deserve.
In the state of California, Gavin Newsom put a kibosh on the death penalty, so probably he'll see life in prison.
Yeah. Volkswagen in the news today. They're going to build electric cars. They announced that, last year? And now they're surprised because they have more orders than they expected to get. Pre-orders for the new electric hatchback has surpassed 10,000 cars. And that was just in a day. Last week, VW announcing that their new entry-level electric car will cost less than $33,000. They're going to be delivering a lot of them in Europe. And I think that'll be, next year, middle of next year? They're going to start delivering them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same size as a Golf, the Volkswagen Golf. It launches this September at the Frankfurt Motor Show. It's called the ID3 because Volkswagen views the model as the third major evolution of their history after the Golf and the Beetle. Volkswagen started to accept orders for the ID3 last Thursday, asking for a deposit of 1,000 euros. Most of them have sold in Europe, but there are orders coming from our country as well. The electric car will allow for more internal space than the... if you don't have an engine in there, you got a small car, you need more room, and you got it now. They're going to sell three versions of the ID3 with varying battery life, 200 miles, 261 miles, 342 miles. I'll take the 342-mile one, thanks. Full warranty on the battery covers 8 years, just under 100,000 miles, or the normal depreciation of the battery to 70% of its maximum capacity. Anybody know what it costs to buy a replacement battery for one of these things in a Tesla or whoever has these things used? Anybody know? The batteries are, excuse me, somebody told me it was like $3,400
really? To replace that expensive? The battery.
Yeah, a friend of mine has got a Tesla. And
I have a friend with a Tesla, too, but I have no idea how much the battery replacement costs.
Yeah.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in a gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way. And he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of Nugenix. Free bottle of Nugenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, Nugenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 47 after the hour on the DJV program, a woman has passed away from getting rabies after she rescued a puppy that she found. She was 24 years old, vacationing in the Philippines, found the dog, couldn't resist picking it up. Brought the puppy back to her resort, washed it, played with it. A family said she got some small scrapes playing with a puppy, didn't get any medical attention. It was after she returned to her home, she began to feel ill. According to her family, doctors couldn't determine what was the cause of her illness. Despite a couple of trips to the emergency room, she was admitted to the hospital a week or so ago. Physicians determined she had rabies. That's it. She admitted to having this dog and played with it. And so
she left it there, wherever she was on vacation.
Apparently, I didn't get the what happened to the dog. I just know what happened to her. Mm-hmm. So,
what are the symptoms of rabies in humans?
Fever,
like froth.
No,
the animal. Oof.
Yeah, it's. It's fever, you get chills and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, from what I've heard is your mental state goes wacko. Yeah, you just start acting crazy really
it's
fast.
Like having mad cow disease, the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Not fun.
But, you know, think about it. You're doing something good. You're trying to, you see some poor animal beside the road and you feel like you want to take care of it.
Yeah, I understand that, but
should not do that anymore?
You go right to a vet clinic. You don't take it to your resort and play with it and give it a bath. Like, if you're going to rescue...
Common sense.
If you're going to... Yeah. I think that social media is wonderful for so many things, and there are so many rescue groups, and you see celebrities, like, you know, on the side of the road in Puerto Rico picking up dogs and taking them to the vet and everything and rescuing them. That's great, but you have to do it the right way. You don't bring a stray dog, back to your resort. That's just stupid. And I'm sorry that this girl lost her life, but, like, I mean, come on. This is just really dumb.
Well, it doesn't take... It's something, you know, you have good-hearted intentions, and then they turn out to, it's the end of that. What is the road to hell paved with? 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Three after the hour, it's our weekly opportunity to quiz Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit. At our age, we find every opportunity to talk on the air to be something we're grateful for, Tommy, right? I shouldn't say at our age. You're having your birthday. You're a few years younger than I am. So
yeah. Well, thanks for that.
Hey, you're welcome. All right. Well, we have good things going on. It's kind of fun.
Yep.
To tune in with Tom every week, because a lot of people who listen to this program have questions for Tom, including a fellow named Gil who lives in Georgia. He has a minor ant problem. No, it's not
minor
A-U-N.
Yeah,
my
ant's
getting old, and I don't know what to do with it. Now, this problem needs some natural remedies. At least that's what he wants. He doesn't want to spray all that poisonous stuff all over his house, which shows some common sense on his part. So what does he do?
Well, look, there are many natural solutions for insect problems, but I think for the most part, Doug, that these will deter insects. They're not going to be as effective as the over-the-counter or professionally applied products. And I don't look at it all with the broad brush of being spreading that poison around the house, because I think these pesticides today are very sophisticated and very targeted. And when properly applied, I think they can be safe and effective. But if you want to go the natural route first, one of the things that will deter ants is mint. So if you plant a barrier of mint, which grows like crazy, around the areas of your house where the ants are coming in, that will deter them. And also inside the house, you can sprinkle bay leaves. That's a pretty good ant repellent. You can set the whole bay leaves around the kitchen food canisters, or you can sprinkle crushed bay leaves along the windowsills.
So there you go. And there are a lot of suggestions, by the way. One of the great things about Tom and his work is he spends a great deal of time. Imagine the hours and hours it takes to put together all the info that they discuss, he and Leslie, on the program every week. And many of the highlights and many of the specific details of some of this material is at moneypit.com, the weekly newsletter that's there. There are plenty of things, including alternatives that you can look for treating the problem of ants and rodents in your house, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have a whole list. It's called Natural Pest Control Solutions. It's on moneypit.com. Just search it there on the site.
Also on moneypit.com, 4 fabulous bathroom upgrades that you can do. How do you do this for under $200? I'd be interested in knowing more about that, frankly.
Very, very selectively, Doug.
Yeah, I would think. Yes.
You want to, yes, right. You want to choose updates that you can do that don't cost a whole lot of money. Sort of the accoutrements of the bathroom, if you will. So start with things like painting your cabinets. You know, that's a real popular thing today. In fact, I just learned at the National Hardware Show last week that that Benjamin Moore has a cabinet only paint they just came out with, and it's interesting because I was talking with the rep. That, you know, cabinet paint has to have certain qualities. First of all, it has to give you good coverage. It has to adhere well to those typically varnished surfaces underneath. And it has to be hard because cabinets take a lot of banging, right? Take a lot of wear and tear.
Yep.
So they have a paint for that, and I'm sure there are others. But painting cabinets, updating your bathroom mirror, good idea right there. You might want to think about seeing, I think Kohler just came out with a lighted bathroom mirror design that it was really pretty inexpensive. I think it was $200 or $300, and it allows you to see yourself in the morning if you choose to be bold enough
there
to do that.
That's what I want to do. I want to see what I look
That's
like
right.
First thing in the morning.
Look at one of those new fixtures. And then, of course, fittings. You know, all of the different faucets and trim and hardware around doors and shower heads and all that kind
of
stuff. You know, if you update
stuff.
All of that stuff, that makes sort of a nice touch. So lots of things you can do for under a couple $100.
MoneyPit.com. Sign up for the newsletter and check out all the things they have posted there. A listener, Margot, wants to know what the best method is for cleaning carpets. Are we talking about wall to wall? Are we talking about oriental? What are we talking about here, do you think? Or a little of all?
Well, you know, a lot of folks are afraid of steam cleaning, Doug, but personally, I think that it works pretty well.
Okay.
Well, they're afraid that it's going to somehow ruin their carpets. But, you know, first of all, from what I've seen, steam isn't really steam. It's really just hot water.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of steam that comes off of that. But you know what the biggest enemy of carpets is? It's dirt.
Yeah.
Right. If the dirt stays in there, the grit and the grime that you bring in from the outside, that's what wears out the carpets. That's why they're always worn near the doors. It's because of all that dirt that's wearing on the fibers. I have taken some carpets on homes that I've rented that have looked terrible. In fact, I took the carpet from a condominium that my child had rented for a whole year in college. And you can imagine what that looked like. And I brought it back almost to new by steam cleaning it.
Steam clean your carpets. Yeah. There it is. The advice from Tom Kreitler at the Money Pit. MoneyPit.com is their website. Thanks, Tommy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.